Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we take a look at personal computers, your personal computer and your software. Talk a little about hacking and some other scams that are out there with our guest today, Peter Green, computer consultant with Infostar.com. Always great to have him come by. And certainly if you have questions for him, join in at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And Pete, thanks for joining us again today. Appreciate it.
Always great to be here, Larry.
Last month, you know, we talked about Yahoo was hacked in 2014. Over a 500,000 accounts were accessed.
Half a billion.
What kind of data did they get?
There was access to personal data. You know, when they hack into accounts like that, generally their systems are siphoning off information, and then they have to decipher, you know, and organize everything that they have. And, you know, sometimes they sell the hacked accounts. Sometimes they use the hacked accounts. When you hear the number, 500 million accounts, there's probably a lot of dormant accounts on there that are either from people who are no longer using it, people that are deceased, people that got scared off from whatever.
Whatever.
So there's probably a lot of empty accounts that were, you know, hacked into. But one of the things that, you know, we should pay attention to as individuals is even though, you know, maybe you weren't on Yahoo, they've done studies where they show almost half the people out there are using the same password across a lot of systems. And we've talked about using passwords a lot of different, you know, a lot of different times and ways to come up with different combinations. The first initial of a, you know, a phrase, use the first letter for each word. I have probably, you know, at least six different passwords in my stable that I use.
Yeah.
And I even have variations of those six. So it's a call to basically look at what your strategy is for protecting your information and not make it so easy that if someone hacks into one of your accounts, that it's easy to hack into your other accounts.
Yeah, you know, I was reading, I don't know, a couple months back a book, and, you know, they had this computer guy on, and they were trying to hack into this place, and the guy said, well, it's easy, it'll probably take me 3 or 4 minutes to hack in. How do they, I don't know if we want to talk about how they do it, but they can actually, could they actually do that?
Well, you know, it's like locally, we've had issues with gas stations where, you know, they're... basically, you know, pulling off the keystrokes.
Yeah.
Where there's an electronic device, there can be a listener, an illegal listener, with cell phones, with computers, keyboard, you know, keeping track of keystrokes. You know, the next person coming up after you use the public system, you know, gaining access to your system. And they warn you, you know, if you're using a public computer, you know, make sure that you're really careful about what you leave behind. So it can happen, and it can happen very quickly. And if your systems start becoming compromised, if you have any question at all, you should take immediate action. You know, if it's a bank, call. Any kind of financial institution, medical records, you know, people
credit
having
card.
Their social security card, you know, their that identity taken over. And it could be very, it could be take a very long time to undo the damage that's been done.
Eunice in Dodgeville has a question for you, so let's go there. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, I actually got two questions. One is concerns my telephone. I'm talking on my cell phone, and my other phone, my line phone, I don't answer unless I recognize the person that's calling. And yesterday I got a call, and it was about apparently about a virus on my, or my computer being hacked. And I was, whatever he was saying, I wasn't really listening to very close, thinking that it probably was a ploy for something. And then in the end of it, he screamed at me. He said, "Don't you know your computer is hacked?" So I don't know. Is my computer hacked?
The only way to know is if you're actually on, you know, do you use your system on a regular basis? What would be the, how would he know to call you? So it sounds like a scam trying to get in from the outside using the phone.
Yeah, well, that was what I was thinking. I couldn't, as far as my computer, as far as I know, it's working okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, what you said is a great, you know, way to prevent being bothered where, you know, if you're using caller ID and someone's calling you and you don't recognize the number, unless you're expecting something from a delivery service because you bought something or a service that you paid for and you're expecting a call, you know, I think that's, you know, a good approach. I sometimes take some of those calls and I take great pleasure in hanging up on them.
But you're not supposed to do that, even. Consumer protection people tell us.
I talk to them to find out what they're calling me about, and then I just hang up the phone.
Yeah. Eunice, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. I want to give Jim in Salem a chance to join us. Hi, Jim. Thank you for calling. Jim, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Larry. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
I've got a nasty problem that's been bothering me for about 2 weeks now. I upgraded our accounting software, QuickBooks, and it requires Internet Explorer 11 to be installed on the machine. I never use Internet Explorer, so I have Internet Explorer 8 on there. I'm running Windows 7, 64-bit, and I've tried 6 days from Sunday to install this thing, and I can't get it to go. I tried just going to the Microsoft update. It launches update, grinds forever, never does anything. Downloaded the Internet Explorer 11 installation package, tried that. It goes about halfway and then quits. I've tried installing 9, same problem, 10, same problem. I'm wondering, what the heck am I missing here?
So sounds like there's some part that the update is, you know, that it wants to continue, but it's missing, and it's stalling on that.
Yeah.
What I would do is you could go and search on the web. There are a variety of ways to check the integrity of your Windows operating system. They have them for 7, 8, and Windows 10. And there are tools that you can download to, you know, check and make sure that your Windows operating system is, if you want to call it, up to speed. And it'll identify, you know, the bad parts and try to repair those. It just sounds like it's stalling because it's missing something that it wants, and it's not allowing you to move forward until that part is fixed.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, too, but I couldn't figure out what it was missing. I've even tried doing a clean boot, no antivirus, everything taken out of there.
Mm-hmm. So you've tried doing the Windows update with your through the control panel.
Complete either.
Does it get any error messages?
No, it just sits there and grinds, saying, checking for updates.
Yeah, usually you get an error message that you can do a search on that tells you, you know, what it needs.
Yeah. So, not much else we can do about this one, I don't think.
Well, like I said, there are tools out there that Microsoft posts for, you know, checking the integrity of the Windows operating system, and I think that's what you need to do is have it go through and do a check, and then it'll hopefully right the ship for what you have, and then you can move on from there.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Peter Green, our guest today, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Speaking of joining, Facebook maven Joy Cardine.
Good to be here, Larry.
good to have you here. I'll tell you what. We are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Joy Cardine has joined me, and we are here to raise money, the money that it we need to pay for the programs you enjoy, programs like this one. I hope you'll give your support at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And we had some goals last hour, Joy.
Yeah, we did. And we did hear from many listeners in our last hour, but we have a goal of 45 pledges this hour. So help us reach this goal by making a contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The programs you enjoy, like The Larry Mueller Show, will be here every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for your support.
Yes, absolutely. You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, maybe in part because we're commercial-free. That means we depend on other sources of funding. Of course, we've got corporate funding, we've got federal and state funding, but there's another source that's very important as well.
And that is you. The single largest piece of our budget pie comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It's really the backbone of our funding. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was talking to a friend the other day who said, you know what, I became a sustainer and it made things a whole lot easier. You can make your pledge even easier for yourself. Choose a monthly amount that's right for you, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month, and have it changed from your charge from your bank account or your credit card.
I know how that is, because sometimes I would think, now, is this the pledge drive I should renew, or what's going on? And so when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift continues year after year, month after month, so your support is always current. You can become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's really the most efficient and powerful way you can give.
Here at WPR, a lot of thought goes into what we select as thank you gifts during our membership drives. We ask people for their ideas, we check out what other public radio stations are offering, and do lots of internet research. And it's all worth it because we're introducing the WPR logo day pack.
Yeah, I'd say we have a very lightweight, durable backpack.
This day pack is very versatile.
Attractive color, handy.
It looks like the straps would be comfortable. Yeah, I think it's a good deal.
It's perfect for all of your daily adventures. So ask for the WPR Day Pack when you donate $15 a month or more. Support your source by giving now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know what? Joy Cardine is trying. You're putting it on right now. You're ready to go.
You know what? I think this is a perfect thank you gift, especially for your show, Larry, because you do talk so much about nature and the outdoors. And it doesn't have to, I mean, you can bring this on a hike with you. It's not really a big backpack, but if you want to carry a few things, or you can just carry it to commute to work with it. You know, it's a really nice thank you gift for $15 a month. So consider that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lots of regular guests on the show. Peter Green, Pete's been with us for years and years and years. Sandy Sawchuk helps us with our pets. Scott Cravens, happy to speculate on your wildlife sightings. The weather guy, Steve Ackerman and John Martin. Bird guy, Bill Volkert, all kinds of them.
A lot of my favorite programs. You just named them all, Larry. They cover topics near and dear to my heart. They give us advice. They give us ideas. Larry has such a great rapport with all of his regular guests. Because you have come to trust and appreciate these guests, support this program with your dollars. It's easy. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Well, we have three pledges in, so we have another...
That's a 40, good start.
Yeah, good start. 42 pledges to go in about, I forget how many minutes here, maybe about 40 minutes or so. So give now to support WPR, the station you love, your public radio.
Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, help pay for the programs you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year. If you're like me, I wind up giving it. I talk myself into it every pledge drive. Maybe you're a sustaining member. I mean, thank you so much if you've already made a donation or if you're a sustaining member. We'll gladly accept your extra gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You will help make this drive successful, and you'll support the programs you enjoy every day.
And remember, during this pledge drive, you can ask for the WPR Day Pack. I might take it off. It is a neat and handy bag with both the WPR and the NPR logos, and it is yours for a pledge of $15 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now really is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And make that pledge to thank Larry's regular guests like Peter Green for all of the great free advice that you get every single day. Can you imagine if you'd have to call or get charged for every single answer that you get on a show like this? That's worth a pledge, is it not? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do it right now. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, Kathleen Dunn and an investigative reporter from The Nation talk about his investigation that found that Wisconsin's DMV centers are, in some cases, failing to provide the photo IDs required to vote in November. That's at 1 o'clock. Right now, taking a look at your computer with Peter Green of Infostar.com. And we'll go right back to the phones. All our lines are filled. Lydia in Rice Lake, it's your turn. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a Ubuntu operating system, and I'm trying to download its upgrades and, you know, some virus protection, and it says that my memory is full. But I have a trilobyte of memory. That can't be. It says I have 934 gigabytes open. What is wrong?
What could be wrong there, Pete?
So it's saying memory is full in terms of when you're trying to do the download?
Yes.
Is it trying to download to a different drive, possibly?
I did replace the hard drive, mm-hmm. but that was when I loaded the operating system, was onto that hard drive. I don't know. I mean,
because usually a message like that is when it's looking to, you know, download the file and it's saying there's not enough room to, you know, that there's not enough room or space to hold that file, so
right.
Then comes back and says, you know,
yeah,
can't do it.
But if she's got all that space there, you're saying that she might be...
The download in that, the act of doing the download, for whatever reason, it might be directed to...
Somewhere else
and not where you think.
How do you
is.
Fix that?
Usually it's, if you're doing it through the internet and you're using a browser, it's usually in the browser settings where it's directed to. If it's through FTP, it would be usually directed to a drive or a folder.
Okay.
And you just have to reassign it. So it's in the preferences or options. If it was a message that said not enough memory after you had already downloaded the file and then tried to run the install, that's a different kind of memory message. That's one where there's not enough memory for the program to actually run or operate.
Yeah.
So there's two different kind of memory error messages that you could get.
There you go, Lynn. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's very helpful.
Thanks a lot for calling. Kathy in Jefferson, on to you now. Hi, Kelly, I'm sorry. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. My computer says that I have multiple errors.
Oh, I think your phone's not working either. she was trying to get
the call back
to internet on Explorer, but there are errors, and she's visually impaired, so that's a problem. So, Kelly, unfortunately, I don't think we have enough information to go on here. Maybe try a different line or call back, because we're just not hearing you.
You know, one thing is, if you're getting multiple errors with, you know, and she mentioned, or it's listed here as Internet Explorer, I always recommend at least a second browser, sometimes even three, where you have Firefox or Mozilla and Chrome, and then you have Microsoft Internet Explorer. And if you have Windows 10, you actually have Internet Explorer underneath that you have to go and grab, because they said that their new browser is Microsoft Edge. But there are compatibility issues with some of the websites, even to this day, that you should still be using Internet Explorer 11. So thankfully, Microsoft left that on the Windows 10 operating system. But when you're trying to troubleshoot a connection to the Internet and browsing and interacting with sites, if you're having an error message with one browser, try it with the other one and see if you're having a problem too.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry we couldn't. We had the phone connection issues. Steven, Sun Prairie, it's your turn. Hi, Steven.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
You were talking earlier about passwords.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Peter has any feelings about the programs that you can download that supposedly do an automatic password for you. Never worry about your password again. Are you familiar with those, Peter?
Well, you know, they auto-generate, and they usually, some of them ask you questions, and then they come up with, you know, combinations and things like that. I personally use stuff that's familiar with my, you know, to me, so I can easily remember them. Trying to use a program that auto-generates passwords, if you don't have that program or if you haven't written it down, you know, it's a stab in the dark trying to, you know, get back to where you're at. You have to, you know, reset that password. You have to contact the service. And then again, you're back to, okay, I reset the password, so now I'm going to use another auto-generated password.
Yeah.
So you're kind of going in full circle. So that's why I like to, you know, use Word. Some of the systems out there are simplistic, and they say, hey, I need 8 characters. There are others that say, yeah, I need 8 characters, but I need an upper and a lowercase somewhere in there. I need
a number
or two, and I need a special symbol. And some aren't that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pick a word or a combination of 2 small words together and, you know, use an upper and lowercase and number combination that you're familiar with, your cell phones ask for, you know, to lock them. I'm a firm believer in locking a cell phone.
Yeah.
I know there are people around me that don't do that.
I do.
And, you know, it's my communication hub. It's my brain outside of my head,
yeah.
You know, that has all this information. So I lock it. So, you know, try to use, you know, take that with what you have and try to work with it, and then it's always with you so that you can, you know, if you have to try a couple of stabs at, you know, what did I use for the password, at least you have a chance at it. And some of the systems are pretty good about getting back into them. Others, you got to make a phone call and talk to a person that's got to press the reset on the other side.
And I like the fact that you take, like, the first letters of a sentence. So in Steve's case, if you took, I'm Steve and I live in Sun Prairie, and you took the first letters of all those words and then put a number or two in, that is, I mean, how do you, you know, that's a be a hard one to break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've come up with some things like that, and they seem to work pretty well. The places that rate your password, you know, say, yeah, this is a good password.
Yep.
I guess I was confused about those sites, though. So I thought that they generated a password and then saved it for you and
it's a program that holds it in, you know, if you want to call it a vault on your system, you know, in an encrypted file, so that only you have access to it. But again, you know, it's on your system. And, you know, you don't really have, when you're traveling, you don't really have access to that. I just believe in trying to keep stuff that's familiar with yourself for trying to remember it. And, you know, that's the way I've been doing it for many, many years, and I haven't had any problems. And people don't know my first pet.
Yeah.
You know, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Even pets from 15, 20 years ago, people don't know those names.
Yeah.
And then words that I like to use.
With
people
that.
Don't know those because I don't, you know, they may think, hey, it's hockey. Well, you know what? That's on the other side of the planet because I don't use hockey anywhere in any of my passwords. So,
because people would assume that you would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. And let's get Al in Manitowoc on. Hi, Al.
Hey, good morning, guys. The question I have is about free internet security providers such as Avast. And I had Avast, a free subscription for a while. Then I upgraded, and I upgraded again, but now they're charging some ridiculous amount of money. And I just use the my computer for basically a few websites and checking the daily information that's on the web page, on the homepage. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if I need anything more than a basic subscription to a free provider such as Avast versus something as complicated or as expensive as a Norton or McAfee.
In my opinion, I would stay away from Norton McAfee. Those are two of the larger players in that space, and those are basically targets. Because unless you're not connected to the internet, you're not going to be 100% covered. Anyone that's connected to the internet is susceptible to infiltration, intrusion, because the people that work on viruses, worms, Trojans, they're always trying to seek new ways to get through. And that's part of the reason why Windows is constantly doing downloads and updates is because of these malicious attacks, and they're saying, hey, someone found a hole in our operating system, we got to patch it up. Based on what you said, the free versions will work just fine. I think if you're an online gamer, if you're browsing hundreds of websites and checking out every single email that you get, Larry mentioned spear phishing. If you're, you know, getting emails from familiar people that are trying to pick your pockets online, or services that you're familiar with, you know, that's spear phishing. So unless you're doing things like that, the free version is going to be good for you.
And you can have a couple of free versions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just get a couple of them in there, and that would be fine. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Peter Green of Infostar.com, our guest today. Wonderful to have him with us. And it's always great to welcome Joy Cardine back. We're in our fall membership drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. And we're going to get back to Pete pretty soon here. But Joy, I know you want to encourage people to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift of support to the programs that they count on.
I definitely want to encourage you to make that pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. I love coming in and pitching with Larry because I really appreciate his program. I really appreciate his hosting. I really appreciate his guests that he has on. And I want to see this program reach its goal of 45 pledges. And right now we have 37 pledges to go. So do not delay. If you're a regular listener, you're listening right now, you appreciate all the great advice that you're getting from Peter Green, make your pledge now to help pay for this and other Wisconsin Public Radio programs at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation today about personal computers, and I think it's a great example of the kinds of interesting and informative programs we have on this show.
That's right, and you could just takes a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to WPR because you can count on unbiased reporting, interesting talks, and great music. You make Wisconsin a better place just by listening and being more well-rounded.
You are a listener now. How about taking the next step and becoming a member? Your first ever donation of, say, $5 a month makes Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everyone. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here we are, Wisconsin Public Radio, and you might ask, what does public radio mean? Well, public radio means listener-supported radio.
And while we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is the single largest source of WPR's budget. Your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Sarah, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I would tell a friend that they should join in listening to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the coolest sources of interesting news and stories and happenings of the day. If I get those news segments during my time listening to public radio in the car, I have a pretty informed sense of what's going on in the world that day and can feel like an informed, ready-to-go citizen.
We're listener-supported radio. That means we count on money from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Go to WPR.org and click donate.
And you can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine asking for your gift of whatever amount to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. Mm-hmm. We appreciate and count on your gift.
Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained every day. You enjoy the Larry Mueller program. You also listen to Chapter a Day, perhaps, or Science Friday, or
the Joy Cardine Show.
Yeah, why not? The Joy Cardine Show. Many other programs that you have come to rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. I hope you'll support the exciting mix of news that you enjoy on the station with your contribution. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Larry, I think this computer is broken. Hey, Peter, look into this. We still are looking for 37 pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. Or is that until 12:30? I don't remember.
I think it's still 12.
Oh, until 12. All right. So your gift right now is very important. Support the programs that you rely on every day.
Thank you. If you've already given, and if you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You can find out if your employer will match your donation. Pledge now and then ask your human resources department the next time you get a chance.
And even retired employees can sometimes qualify for employee matches. So pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And then find out if you can get your pledge doubled by your employer.
Now is the time. Pledge right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute.
You'll have a good feeling of supporting the programs you love. Join, renew, or make an extra gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, during this pledge drive, you can show your support for WPR and ask for the WPR Day Pack. It's gray and black. It will have the WPR and NPR logos on it. It's lightweight, and it's perfect for use every day. Show your pride for the radio you love when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thanks if you've already contributed. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network as we visit with Peter Green of Infostar.com about your computer issues. Had a caller earlier with, I think he had Windows 7 and had a question about it.
Yeah, I was trying to run the updates and stuff, and I said you can go out there, you know, do a search and try and figure out how to run integrity check on the Windows operating system. And, you know, there's so many little ways of trying to fix things. Some of them are subtle and some of them not. But if you do a search on for Windows 7, I believe it might even work for Windows 10. But there are tools out there that they put. But there's an embedded command set that you can use. It's called /scannow, S-C-A-N-N-O-W. And you have to run in the command prompt, and you also have to run it as an administrator so it'll actually work. So if you do a search on using /scannow, you'll find the pages that will help you through that. And then, like I said, with Windows 10, you can use that, but then they also have a tool that you can download that actually contacts Microsoft through the internet.
Oh.
So the SFC one is a localized check.
Yeah.
And I don't know the whole thing, the background of how exactly they pull that off, but it's all localized and you can run it. You don't have to be hooked up to the internet. But the Windows 10 one is actually run in a similar manner, but it's communicating with Microsoft over the internet to check files.
Let's go to Judy in Rib Lake next. Judy, hi. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I've got an iPad Air, and I did an update on it, and now I can't get on internet.
Have you gone to the settings? And first of all, is it it's an iPad Air? Is it connected through a service provider, or is it connected through your Wi-Fi when you're in a local range of your home Wi-Fi or work Wi-Fi?
My home Wi-Fi.
Okay. Have you gone into settings to try and reconnect?
Yes, I have. And when I asked to type in my address, I've typed in my Wi-Fi password, and I've also typed in my iCloud password, and nothing connects.
Nothing
me.
Happens.
Have
you tried to restart your iPad again? Shut it down and bring it back up?
I have.
Okay.
Boy, that's the first thing I would have done.
Yeah. What would I do in this case? Well, one is I might shut off my router and turn it back on and see if that has any effect.
Okay.
If that doesn't have any positive result, I would probably go on the internet and search and see if the update, and I don't know if you have the version. Well, you can look on your iPad and go into settings and look and see what version you're running and see if there's a problem with people that have applied that update to their iPad and see what comes up. Don't always think that it's your problem, because I can tell you one of the subjects that I wanted to talk about on the show was Microsoft. You're using an Apple product. They're all guilty of this. Mm-hmm. Okay. They throw these updates at us, and they say they're tested, but then they don't really test them. They test them on us when they put them out there.
And they don't tell you what they are before you...
Right. And it makes me very angry that they do this, because at times where I work, some of the delays in dealing with these things, take hours of my time and other people I work with, where they disable or they cobble a system that was working perfectly fine, and all of a sudden the internet connection went away. And why did it had nothing to do with the update, but somehow they managed to mess it up. And if you go online and look at Windows 10 and and these updates, they're getting blasted out there for doing this, because there are some updates that they put out there in a test group. And the people in the test group have told them there are issues.
And they still run it out.
They still run it out there. And that's not right. That should be, to me, that should be finable for what they're doing.
Yeah.
And if you were to punish them monetarily in a very large number, they would stop doing those things to us.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that the problem you have with your iPad is of that nature, but I would research it that way to see if there's a fix.
Yeah, there we go. Good.
Okay, so when it tells me that I should do for an update, should I just avoid that completely if I get back on?
just said about, what's going on, being first in line doesn't mean you're going to be first in line for a fix.
Okay.
There are updates I've applied to my Mac where they didn't acknowledge that they took out 250,000 computers. Because the number wasn't big enough for them. But yet there was a fix out there, but it took me 4 or 5 hours to get around it. So, just because there's an update, if you can put it off, wait
a little bit,
and then maybe research it and see if there are any issues with it.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
That's the approach I would take. But with Microsoft and Windows 10, they really don't really give us many options. So I don't want to tell you to turn off the update service, but if there's a way for you to maybe delay it, you might want to take that approach.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, Judy, for calling. And Ann in Madison, we're on to you now. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
So I live where I work, and we have business internet, and we have an IT team that handles our problems. But they're in another city.
Okay.
And so what's happening right now is my phone will not pick up Wi-Fi. All the devices in the house pick it up, but and my phone always has until recently, will not pick up Wi-Fi. And when I try to get on, it says that it's looking for the AP address and apparently is not successful in finding it, and I can't get hooked up. And I've, you know, shut my phone off, taken the battery out, shut the router down, everything I can think of. But I just wonder, you know, like, what could have happened all of a sudden that this AP address is not reachable by my phone?
Okay. So it's actually IP. It's looking for an internet port or, you know, location to plug into or gain access to. Have any changes occurred to your phone recently or any software updates?
No.
Well, is it an iPhone? Is it an Android?
It's a Samsung Galaxy.
Okay, so that's Android operating system. So, and to the best of your knowledge, you haven't made any changes to that?
No, not. I mean, it's a newer phone.
Okay.
But it worked from the time I brought it home until about a week ago.
Okay. Do you know if anything, any of the equipment has been updated where you work?
No, it hasn't. Nobody's been here.
Okay.
Well, Samsung was having some problems.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, where some of the newer phones become a little peculiar or particular about where they are. Like, I have a new home, and we just put in Usenet, and two out of the three phones hooked up just fine. The newer one didn't. So go figure that one out. I haven't figured it out yet because I haven't tried anything with it. Maybe have you shut down the router? You know, and you have. If you shut down the router and bring your network back up, you say you live where you work. That means that any of the machines that are going to be hooked up to that are temporarily going to be offline until it comes back up. Sometimes that fixes it, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, we've unplugged everything. Mm-hmm. We unplugged all the power cords behind the computer.
Okay. So are you located, like, at the same level of your...
No, I am in the basement, but the phone doesn't work when I'm upstairs either.
Okay.
But, I do live in the basement.
Hmm. You know, for sometimes things stop working. We don't really find the reason. There might be something, for whatever reason, is blocking your phone, either for receiving the signal. What I might consider doing is adding on another access point, another Wi-Fi extender, where you would, you know, simply plug into the router or a location that's plugged into the router, you know, hardwired, and then extend that signal with another device and see how that helps. I know, like I said, I have new construction. One of the things that I specifically asked for and had put in was a hardwired port in my upstairs so that I just can put another access point up there. And it gives a signal that's 35% stronger for Wi-Fi for upstairs versus just having the downstairs on. That, you know, just having another brand involved might also help. I've seen things where all of a sudden they stop working and then just don't come back online until you hook them up to something new and different.
Okay.
Give it a shot. And thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Peter Green of Infostar.com, our guest today. Great to have him along. Thank you so much for listening in here on the IdeasNet. And you can phone in with your own questions at 800-642-1234. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive, and Joy Cardine has joined us again. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like today's topic on computers. Your support makes that happen. so I hope you'll give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking now for 32 pledges to reach our goal. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really makes a difference.
You might not have a life coach or a personal trainer or a computer guru to on speed dial, but that's okay. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you get great advice from all kinds of experts. And what's the cost to you? You choose. The Ideas Network is your affordable source for great information, helpful information, and I think that's a pretty good deal. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And if you can, share your passion for WPR by becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle with a pledge of $100 a month or more. We rely on member support, your support, to make great radio.
We had a gift like that on Friday's show, as a matter of fact. Gifts of $100 a month, that's $1,200 for every year. And that's really important for our future. You can help us stay strong and continue to grow with that leadership gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This fall membership drive, we've got a special and useful thank you gift. Ask for the WPR Day Pack when you give $15 a month. Your WPR logo day pack will always come in handy. Just ask our staff.
I could use it for extra stuff that I bring with me to the gym or just extra stuff that I bring with me anywhere I go.
You bring your picnic material in it, a snack, a beverage.
Probably could also carry some groceries home in it, maybe a six-pack of beer.
Check it out for yourself at WPR.org. Then you can move through your day with ease and show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. It can be yours when you give $15 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Pledging to WPR is quick. It's easy. When you become a sustainer, you really simplify your donation, too. You can make automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
And that support will renew automatically every year, so your membership is always current. So pick an amount that works for you. Say it's $10 a month and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
I want to thank Peter Green. He showed us how to enlarge the computer screen during that last break because it was too small for my old eyes to read, and now I can read it. So he gave us some great free advice there, and he gives you great free advice every time he appears on the show. I do want to pass along that a listener from Tomahawk or Lake Tomahawk says, this is my first time donating to WPR. I've lived all over the country, and I have found that as long as I can listen to WPR, I can always feel at home. And I think that's wonderful. I think that it is, it's sort of a, it's comforting. We're your companions, and it is Wisconsin. So join that pledger from Lake Tomahawk and pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift makes WPR an educational resource that's available throughout the state and beyond. It's a powerful and lasting influence. When you support these programs with a gift, you're doing a lot. I hope you'll do it right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Yeah, a little tiny slow of this morning. I think it's such a beautiful day out that we have people who decided that they're going to leave the house and or their office and get out there and take a walk or go have a picnic or something. We are still looking for 32 pledges to reach our goal. Help us reach that goal with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give, Or we hear from people who turn 30 and realize, hey, I'm a grown-up now, it's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something that you believe in, a service that you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life, and we encourage it. You decide the amount. Many first-time donors give $5 a month or maybe $10 a month, and then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We ask that you make a contribution. We also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Some give $5 a month, some give $100 or more.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs that you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment on WPR going strong. So give now, whatever amount is comfortable to you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 32 more pledges in the next couple of minutes here. I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Any amount helps.
And remember that during this pledge drive, you can ask for the WPR Day Pack. It's a neat, handy bag with both the WPR and NPR logos. It's yours for a pledge of $15 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now's a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. It's convenient. We've got ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or off your credit card as well, if you want to do it that way. Get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Joe from Hartford, who says, if you want to learn, WPR is the place to be. WPR hosts valuable information with lack of clutter and reaching stories from all over the state and beyond. Thank you. That's wonderful. This is the place to be if you want to learn. Wisconsin Public Radio. Help pay for that knowledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now is a great time to contribute. You want to become a sustaining member, that would be wonderful. As we said, it's easy to do. It's convenient. We got ongoing monthly donations. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Taking a look at personal computers today on the Ideas Network, Larry Mueller here with my guest Peter Green of Infostar.com. He talks with us regularly about how you can solve your personal computer problems. Join in at 800-642-1234, email at talk@WPR.org, or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And Pete, this time of the show, we always do a top 10 list, and what have you got for us today?
Okay, if you go to Infostar.com, on the top left side, if you go to current or the top 10 archives and scroll down to today's date, they're all there. First one is called ShareCare, just like it sounds. Mm-hmm. It's a personal health resource that you should check out. GeoIPlookup.net is a tech resource to help you look up IP connection addresses and where they are physically located. WeTransfer, just like it sounds, mm-hmm. is a file transfer service that can be useful to know about and use. Badbuyerlist.org. So if you're a merchant out there, this is something good that you want to know about, because if you're on the bad buyer list, you don't want to be there. Number five is called the-parallax.com, and it's a website resource for reporting about security news, especially digital stuff. And, you know, as related to Pokemon Go, there's some good tips on there. Xamarin, I think it's Xamarin, XAMARIN.com. Mm-hmm. And it's popular with the development community. It's for it's a development environment for building mobile apps. And they say they have 350-plus employees, 15,000 customers, and over 1.4 million developers using their system. Number seven is called TripCase, and I use this for a trip I took this past summer. And it's a useful travel tool and app that you can download, so you can use it on your desktop, and you can also use it on your smartphone. Number eight is holiday-weather.com, and I also use this. This is pretty cool to find out weather. You know, history and so forth about where you're traveling to. Very mm-hmm. useful. Number 9 is a tech resource called canyouseeme.org, and it's a free utility for remotely verifying if a port is open or closed. And number 10 is another tech resource, isitdownrightnow.com. So if you're wondering whether or not a website is offline, that's a great site to use and check out and see what's going on.
All right. Lots of good sites there and all available at infostar.com. Yep. Take a look there. Pat in Duluth, Minnesota. Hello, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Hi. First, I want to thank you because you're like a lifeline. You share your knowledge and your expertise. You support us and you help us. And I just can't thank you enough for that. So a million, million thanks for everything that you do for us.
Thank you.
And for me, I bought a new laptop. It's a MacBook Air. The system is 10 El Capitan, okay. And it's 10.11.5. That's the numbers behind it.
Yeah.
And I bought it in May, and I actually stopped using it until last week because it's just driving me crazy. Like even on something as simple as using my Gmail account, I'll hit the delete button to delete the email, and up pops this little window with like 4 or 5 options. I hit the send button to send an email. Once again, all these things that I just want to send the email.
Yeah.
You know, it's driving me crazy. I'll open pages, and then on the right, all these things come up. I can't take it.
Yeah. There's a fix for that, Pete, isn't there?
There is.
Well,
yeah.
I know there's an update to the operating system.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So there's another release.
Oh.
Yep.
But isn't there something you can do to turn that off, turn that box off?
There are probably changes in your preferences in the software. If in any program, whether it's the operating system or browser or email or accounting software, you know, whatever you're using, if you go into preferences or options or settings and okay. look around, because like last night I got a Skype phone call from somebody random, and I'm like,
how did that happen?
Why is that going on? Well, I went in. I don't use Skype that much, but I last used it when I was traveling out of the country to make some calls, and I went into the options and noticed that I could change it so that no one but my contact list could contact me, not anyone in the entire universe.
Yeah,
I don't need that. So it sounds to me like you just need to just look under the hood a little bit at the options, preferences, or settings, and make some adjustments.
Yeah, on my MacBook Air, I'm sure I made that adjustment because I was getting those pop-ups too, and I found it, I think, in settings. Mm-hmm. With a new computer that I've got now, the boxes come up and they'll say, "Don't show this again."
Right.
On the bottom, and that. This, of course, yeah. very helpful because I immediately click, don't show this again.
Right.
Yeah, that hasn't popped up. I will, I wish that but, would pop up. Maybe I need to look more carefully.
You know, go to settings.
But, you know, the other thing is YouTube is a great resource for tutorials. And what you might want to do is just do a little search in YouTube and see if there are any videos out there, you know, to cover some of the things that you use on a regular basis with your computer, and you might find some useful tips.
Yeah.
And they're free. I mean, people are putting up there, you know, to either gain some, you know, internet fame or, you know, showing that they're business savvy or computer savvy, and they put up these little tutorials to show people, you know, that they know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Good luck. I'd go to settings as well.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Pat. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
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 Peter in Madison, your turn. Hi, Peter.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a couple of questions, but the most depressing is I use Gmail. My sister and a few other people in my life use charter.net. Mm-hmm. Late last winter, I started getting a message when I typed an email to my sister. In the address bar, I'd get a little red padlock on the far right end of the address bar. And when I hover over it, it says, some providers do not support encryption. but tells me absolutely nothing about what to do about it. And my emails do not get delivered to my sister.
Well, one is maybe your sister inadvertently blocked your email. Have you had?
She's contacted Charter. She's done due diligence, I should say. She wouldn't know, but so she's done due diligence and then walked through looking at the blocks and so on.
Okay, so didn't find anything on her computer?
Correct.
Okay.
What is this about the encryption? Sadly, it tells me nothing about what to do about my problem. Mm-hmm. It just tells me something I don't understand.
So is it something in his emails?
If there's encryption coming from your end, again, that's something in settings or preferences that you can change.
You should be able to get that out of settings.
Yeah.
Just turn off encryption if I can find...
Yeah, you should be able to turn that off.
There is not a living person who works for Google, it appears. I have tried very hard to go and basically I get into these discussion groups of amateurs talking to amateurs, mm-hmm. and then they give me these long conversations about encryption, but nothing about what to do about my problem. Very frustrating.
Yeah.
I'll look in settings and preferences in the Gmail setup. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what...
Quick question, which you may be able to help me with, is I live in one of those people with a tinfoil hat. I have a metal roof on my house.
Okay.
And I do not get more than one bar on my cell phone anywhere.
Okay.
I cannot sit at my computer and make telephone calls. And winter is long. Making telephone calls from the deck is really kind of a drag.
Yep.
Got any suggestions? Is there a product to boost my signal?
Now, you're specifically talking about your cell phone, right?
That's correct. That's my only form of telephone.
Yeah, I used a cell phone booster antenna that I actually put on my roof in uh-huh. Madison because, for whatever reason, I was like right at the edge of service. If I walked out my front door, I could have a good conversation, but if I was standing in my kitchen, forget it. You know, I could have it, and then I could lose it. It was like an amoeba.
Yeah,
so they do make...
My neighbors are getting tired of watching me come out on the back
porch. that's what I would be doing. So, there are some cell phone boosters out there that do work. I would do some research online. This was years ago when I did it, so yeah. I'm sure there's stuff that's better.
Am I in a $100 price range? Or
probably or less. Probably.
I think you can even set one on your window, in your, like on your, hang it kind of out next to the window.
Yeah.
I did get from my provider where my two closest towers and the bearing mm-hmm. to my two closest towers are. Mm-hmm. I'm no more than a mile and a half from either of them.
Right.
Where would you suggest I look online? Is this something Amazon would have?
I would look at CNET.com CNET.com to see if they've done any research or articles on it. I would also look on Amazon and look at the user reviews.
Okay.
I always, when I'm buying products online, and if I got any questions, I look so much through those reviews to see what other people have done with the product, what are the shortfalls, what are the, the upside to it, any issues, any concerns. There are good people out there that, are using mm-hmm. the stuff and providing feedback that's really useful, that helps you buy right, buy the right thing and not make the wrong decision.
Right.
And, I can't say enough about reading those reviews and using them to your advantage.
Yeah, okay. Would this exterior antenna require a wire through the wall?
Probably.
Okay.
Yep. You'll probably have to have a way to get it through.
Or through the window somehow.
Yeah, I used mine. I had a back door in my bedroom, so I snaked it through, and it worked just fine for me. But, sometimes, you aren't so lucky with where things are located.
Yeah. And I rent, so I got to run everything past the landlord. So.
Yep. There you go. Good luck, Peter.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Mark on Fort Atkinson says he's been seeing a pop-up window for a few months that has a Firefox logo. It has the name of a file to download. It's a hoax, obviously, mm-hmm. but no one seems to know how to get rid of it. Also, how can he stop pop-up windows for ads?
Well, depending upon the browser you're using, there are some of them have built-in pop-up ad blockers. You know, Malwarebytes is a good yeah. product to use, download, and enhances your system.
I would go there.
Yeah.
I think so. Linda on Chambers Island uses her iPhone for just about everything, and she locks it. There's often a setting on login pages to save the password. Is it a good idea to have your password on autofill?
Boy, that's a good question.
Depends on what you're...
Yeah, it kind of depends on what you're... You know, some I do and some I don't.
I certainly wouldn't for my bank.
Yeah, I don't use it for my bank, and... I mean, that's probably the most important. I don't use it for my PayPal account.
Credit cards,
anything that's associated with that.
Anything with money.
I just don't save it on the system.
But otherwise...
You know, if you're a regular user of a service at work and it needs for you to be on it when you arrive and then log off at the end of the day, you know, that's where I would use an autosave.
That makes the most sense. Well, that one other thing, Pete, that spear phishing, mm-hmm. maybe a quick comment on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where, you know, if you're getting an email from your bank or a business, you know, a service or from an individual that you know, they're really trying to, you know, drive that spear and grab you because they've got your attention because you're familiar with them. So, you know, just pay attention.
Yeah. Likely it may well not be.
Correct.
Yeah. Peter Green of Infostar.com, our guest here today on the Ideas Network. Joy Cardine joining us as well during our fall membership drive for Wisconsin Public Radio. It's always great to have her come by. I love her show and love to have her with me here. And I want to thank you for being a sustainer, if you already are one, if you've already contributed. During this drive, thank you so much. WPR relies on listeners like you. Your support is the single largest piece of our budget. If you haven't given yet, now's the time at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, last hour we heard from 25 listeners, and we need now to hear from 25 more. So our mm-hmm. goal for this break is 25 pledges. You can support the station you love. You can support Larry Mueller and his great guests and help us meet our goal when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation today with Peter Green. This is an example, I think, of the important and substantial conversations that we have on this show.
Take a few minutes now to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving to WPR is really easy. It just takes a few minutes to make your contribution, and you get so much back from that. You might consider a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more.
That comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes all of the talk and news and music and entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org or phone, 888-202-2552. Make your pledge during our fall membership drive. Larry Mueller with Joy Cardine asking for your support of WPR. And your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
That's right. That is the right amount. And we are counting on you for your gift to support the programs you enjoy and you rely on every single day. Programs like The Larry Mueller Show. You love Larry. You love his guests. You love all the information you get on this program. Well, this program, as well as every other program, costs money to produce. So that is why we are asking for your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you can get headlines and sound bites in other places, but where do you go for in-depth discussion?
Right here, right now, the Ideas Network, of course. Here you don't just get a 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth. You get, in Larry's case, an hour and a half of time to ask your questions and to listen to the answers, to develop the ideas. WPR is a great source of in-depth information. Your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes it possible.
And maybe you listened to WPR in school as a kid, or maybe in the car with your parents, or maybe you found us on your own. Either way, you probably want to see WPR continue. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
If you have never given before, now is the time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of maybe $5 a month. It's easy. It doesn't take long. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network, and this is a unique radio service in the nation. And your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station you rely on and enjoy. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Okay, we're still looking for 21 pledges in the next 4 minutes or so. So we have a hill to climb here, but you can help with your support. Give to WPR to support the station you love, your public radio station.
Thank you if you've already given, and if you haven't, you can help pay for the programs you enjoy by making that contribution right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
At WPR, you get to choose how much you give, and that's really kind of nice. We don't send you a bill with a set amount. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. Here are some suggestions. Maybe the same amount that you pay per month for Netflix or for cable TV, maybe.
Or maybe coffee, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day.
I do.
Yeah, I do too. Pledge now. You pick the amount. Your pledge makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Think of your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. Give us a few minutes of your time and your donation in any amount, and in return, you'll get lots of great programs.
Donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And in just a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that pays dividends every single day.
And again, I will remind you that you can get a nifty WPR day pack. It's a neat, handy bag. It has the NPR and the WPR logos. And this is yours as a thank you for your pledge of $15 a month or more. $15 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. You get ongoing monthly donations from your bank account, or you can take it from your credit card. You can get started right now, as a matter of fact. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Brian from Cassville. He called in a pledge, or pledged online. He says, I'm an avid Larry Mueller listener. Oh. So thank you so much, Brian. Glad you have taken that step from listener to supporter with your pledge of support. You make this happen. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, go right now to WPR.org or phone 888- 202-2552.
And
thank you.